a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Turning on the internet. So welcome, internet listeners. Remind you to turn off your cell phones and ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative Cronin. Cronin. Frerichs. Hoffman.
Here.
Kopp.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Shrimp. Sly. Sorensen.
Here.
Street. Van Gerpen.
Here.
Verschel.
Here.
Vanneman.
Here.
Brunner.
Here.
Sly's here.
We all right?
Yeah.
Quorum is present. Yes, sir.
I was told that Lieutenant Street is pitching a bill and he will be here tonight.
Yeah, okay. Well, and I know Representative Shrimp is probably not going to be here, right? Yeah, he told me he's selling calves today. I said he probably need to be there. So, with that, our agenda has one bill on it today. It shouldn't take too long, and I know we have breakfast waiting, so we're going to hold the breakfast off till after we eat. I know, it's torture over there. I'm thinking discussion will be pretty short on the bill if that's standing between us and food. But we have minutes of the previous meeting. Motion by Vanneman, second by Verschel. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no. Motion carried. Minutes are approved. And just remind you, if you're going to testify in a bill today, to sign in. And with that, we'll move right into Senate Bill 75, and an act to define certain terms related to liability of agritourism activities. Are there proponents for Senate Bill 75?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Charlie Hoffman, and I am from Eureka, representing District 23 as a representative today. And Senator Maher and I bring to you, members of the House Ag Committee, Senate Bill 75, which in all ways, means, shapes, and forms is really the little chugboat that could. It started out as a premise bill, was hog-housed, and what you see in front of you is a work of art from the governor's office, the Senate Ag Committee, and Senators Maher and myself. What this does, what Senate Bill 75 will do, is alleviate some of the liability associated with agritourism. That said, it also will lower insurance rates for those people conducting outdoor activities related to their ranch or farm, and all sorts of horse riding, steer roping, and everything you can think of that a city slicker might not normally engage in. So, that said, I'd like to ask quickly your support on this. I believe it's a good bill. It will promote South Dakota's number one industry, which is agriculture. Over 50% of our GNP in South Dakota is derived from agriculture, which is huge. And knowing that, and that also I've had numerous emails of people who are ready for this kind of a bill to be enacted, and I want to thank the Senate Ag for bringing this, the Department of Agriculture in South Dakota, and the governor's office for helping us model a bill that was probably destined to die and actually turn into something that I can get my name on as one of the prime sponsors. So anyway, with that, I'll stand by for any other questions any of you have. Thank you very much for your opportunity to speak to you this morning, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Hoffman. Are there other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Welcome.
That's a very eloquent way of putting the bill, and it'll be tough to follow that act, especially with food waiting, so I will keep my commentary as short as possible. I'd like to start by thanking the members of this committee for being advocates for agriculture in the... I'm sorry, this is Blair Dunn with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture, as my colleague reminded me to say. Let me go back. The South Dakota Department of Agriculture thanks you for your service and being advocates for agriculture. And that's really why we're here today with this bill, is to do just that, promote agriculture and to advocate for agriculture, and to give those of us in South Dakota engaged in agriculture a tool to teach the world where their food comes from. I think one of the things that everybody on this committee could agree with is that far too often nowadays, people do not know where their food comes from, where the clothes on their back come from, where the fuel in their vehicles comes from. And I think that there's a real desire.
Son of a gun.
Nice pause.
A real desire to teach the world where their food comes from. One of the things that the Secretary preaches is that we have to manage our message. And we believe this bill is, gives producers a little bit more ability to manage the message of agriculture to the people. Without going too much into the legal jargon or mumbo jumbo, what this bill does is it takes what is currently in statute as outdoor recreational statutes, adds a definition of what agritourism is, and I believe everybody got one of our talking points. Agritourism is everything from corn mazes to dude ranching to rural beds and breakfasts where people experience agriculture. And it takes and puts that definition in and then equalizes agritourism activities with the liability that outdoor recreation currently enjoyed. Outdoor recreation was defined as things like hunting, fishing, canoeing, those types of things. For the nuts and bolts and the meat of it, it takes and it removes the duty of care for agritourism activities to get rid of the invitee or licensee status. And without going into a legal lesson, that's just basically saying that your everyday reasonable person standard is what would apply and not a higher duty of care. I'd stand by for questions if there's more explanation because I don't want to bore the committee with a legal lesson. And I don't want to stand in the way of food, as I said. So hopefully we can get on to real agritourism and have some breakfast pizza. I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Are there other proponents? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Committee. Melissa Bump with the Office of Tourism. I'm here today in support of this bill. As you well know, agritourism is important to the tourism industry. I'm the Director of the Office of Tourism. We have at least 85 businesses that are listed with our office as being an agritourism business, and those are the ones that are just registered. We know there are several out there that are wanting to do this, and this has been an issue with them. We hold agritourism conferences. We have one staff that's dedicated to working with agritourism businesses, answering any questions that they may have. We understand that this is of significant importance to the agritourism businesses in South Dakota. As far as the 2007 U.S. Census of Agriculture, more than 24,000 farms indicated that they provide agritourism and recreational services that that give us an economic impact of more than $566 million. Agritourism is very important to our state, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm here in support of it today, and if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer any of them.
So, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'll be short and sweet. Luke Temple, Dakota Rural Action. I would simply like to go here and say that we are in support of this bill, and we think it's a great way to get what needs to be done in statute. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Other proponents?
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jeremiah M. Murphy from Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Stock Growers Association, and we strongly urge your support of this bill, and I would briefly, but I think it's important that the stock growers acknowledge that the Department of Agriculture really took initiative on this, and we really appreciate that. We were working with them up to session. The clock kind of ran out on both of us for introduction of agency bills, and that was through nobody's fault at all, but the department took the initiative to conclude polishing up this language, and when they saw an opportunity through the happy death of nays, happy to us in any event, to make better use of Senate Bill 75, they took the initiative on that. And that's, to us, that's the best kind of government. They looked to the needs of their constituents, and they saw an opportunity, and they used some creativity and initiative and pushed that forward. This, in our view, is the best kind of a way to end a session in terms of working with the folks in ag. We strongly request your support. This is a big deal to us. We have staff involved in agritourism, and as previously testified, this makes it easier for those folks. And briefly on the way the bill works, it's like treatment for like activities. That's what it comes down to. The law treats walking through a field for one circumstance the same for all circumstances. That's kind of the bottom line. We think that's good public policy, and I appreciate your time and won't take another second of it, but to thank you very much.
Thank you. Other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Brenda Foreman, registered lobbyist for South Dakota Cattlemen's Association, and I may be the last one standing between you and the food. So with that, this is a great opportunity for producers and giving them some of the coverage that they do need and clarity within entering into this type of business. So with that, we would encourage your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Senate Bill 75. Seeing none, we'll rave rebuttal, go right to questions. I have one. Where does hunting fall in on this? If you have pay to hunt, deer, pheasant, whatever.
Currently under South Dakota Codified Law Section, or Chapter 20, Section 9, Part 12, outdoor recreational purposes includes but is not limited to any of the activities combined thereof, hunting, fishing, swimming, other than a swimming pool, boating, canoeing, camping. It would fall under that section and would currently, if you're paying to go hunt on somebody's land, it would be part of this bill, and that change would also come into effect so that you could do that and enjoy the same liability protection.
Great. Thank you. Other questions? Representative Virchow?
I don't worry.
That's all right. We have all the time in the world.
Just my own edification. Would you list, read, and explain the statute that applies to this place? Just kidding.
Read slowly so we can.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This question is for Representative Hoffman, who pitched bill, and you don't have to go in there and sit down, but
permission to stay at my seat, Chairman?
Granted, sure.
Thank you.
Since I'm from Rapid City and you used the term city slicker, I'm wondering if that's a derogatory term.
It might be, but it has nothing to do with East versus West, Representative Cotter. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
So a West River city slicker is pretty much the same as an East River city slicker? Is that what you're saying?
Correct, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Sorensen.
I'm not sure who could answer this the best, but I think I learned the answer already to my first question. How has the bill extensively been hoghoused, as it says? This started out as an NEIS bill, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, that's correct.
Okay. And number two, I love the bill. I know you guys have done a lot of work on it, and it's already been through across many lawyers' desks. But when it hits the House, there'll always be those people who are going to, I don't want to, in case somebody may be listening, who want to just show their expertise, so to speak, and bring up some good questions and so forth. Is this bill safe as far as most lawyers think in the Attorney General's office?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, as far as the Attorney General's office goes, they haven't issued an official opinion. I have discussed it with several of the assistant AGs, and they did not have a problem with it. As far as most attorneys, I'd hate to try to speak for most attorneys, you'll find that we tend to differ on opinions and argue about a few things. I don't really see that this should be that much of a problem. It's not a very drastic change in the law. Maybe for clarification, it's not going to remove negligence per se. It's not. I mean, gross negligence, willful and wanton activities, those are things that you're always going to be liable for. There's nothing that I think you could really do in statute to get rid of that type of responsibility that a landowner has. This is just saying that landowners are going to have to use or will be held to a reasonable person standard rather than a higher level of expectation. So when people go onto your land to go pick pumpkins and they step in a gopher hole, that's something that's expected. So they won't be liable to fill all of their gopher holes beforehand.
Okay.
Just act reasonably. So I don't think the lawyers should have too much trouble with that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hoffman.
Thank you. To answer that question, and then I'd like to say one statement, just which is kind of good for me, good for us. Anyway, is if you've got a 12-foot hole by 10 by 10, and you're you know, you've got spikes in the bottom of it with a soft top wanting to catch a mountain lion, that might be gross negligence if a person falls into that hole, just to cover that in. That's going over the top. You know, if you've got M80s set out somewhere to kill some sheep or something. But the best thing about this bill is that it took 2 years and one session for Mr. Murphy and Mr. Hoffman, who started on a somewhat combative and rocky road, to end up very friendly and together on a bill, solidly linking ourselves in friendship for our future endeavors here at the Capitol. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Wow. Can I respond to that?
I really liked the bill when it came in. I'm liking it less as we go along. We'll move now to discussion and or action. Representative Vandeman?
I move to pass.
I have a motion to pass, second by Sorensen. Comments?
Okay. Thank you for your assistance. thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is an excellent piece of legislation, and you know, I can't wait for this committee to unanimously support this bill. It's a great opportunity for the number one industry, agriculture, to, you know, tie in with tourism, who's, you know, and also I think they're the second and a vital part of this state and the beautiful state that we have. And I think it's just a great opportunity for those of us on the farms and ranches to be able to capitalize on this, and recognizing that we're not taking away all the risks, but minimizing some of those liability issues to promote our product, to continue to teach the visitors to our great state all about farming and ranching and livestock and all the good things and opportunities that happen there. So I encourage your support of the bill.
Thank you. Representative Verschel?
Because of my background, I guess, in economic development and tourism, I honestly believe this is the most important bill we've had before the committee this year, and it's going to be a tremendous amount of help as far as easing the minds and the questions of people who want to provide this. And there are a lot of providers out west that have lots of great ideas, but we're very nervous about doing them just because of this fact. So I too would urge that we pass this unanimously, and I'm just tickled pink that we finally got around to something like this. Thank you.
Representative Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm real excited about this bill. It affects me, looking at the list on that handout, it affects me in two different ways. I've got an agricultural museum on our farm, even though it's mostly red tractors. Representative Cronin and the rest of you will all be invited there someday. But I'm very serious. I have people I don't charge. I have people come in all the time and oftentimes do hayrides to the Palisades Park and want to promote the beauty of the countryside. And I just think this bill is great. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I sit here with this pizza sitting in front of me and smelling it, and then it triggered a thought as they talked about what young people oftentimes don't know where our food comes from. What better opportunity to have a pizza farm and to have it in a circle and divide it up and then be raising wheat in one little section of it, and if there's sausage piece pizza, have something in there and cheese, and just show how pizza, because that's the favorite food of young people. And, you know, that's just a thought as they listed all of the different things that this could possibly be. And I'm ready to try the pizza, too.
If there's no other comments, you know, I do like the bill. I think as we add this definition of agritourism activity, I think we'll be back in years to come maybe adding a few things in there, because ideas are just unlimited. And I don't like leaving it open-ended so we can throw in things like go-kart racing, things like that. We have to keep a finite list, but I think we can certainly add things to it in the future, and we probably will. But I think it's a great bill, and urge everyone to support it. With that, we'll close discussion, and all in favor of the do pass recommendation will say aye. Opposed, no. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representative Cronin.
Aye.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Hoffman.
Aye.
Kopp.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sly.
Aye.
Sorensen.
Aye.
Street.
Aye.
Van Gerpen. Verschel.
Aye.
Vanneman.
Aye.
Bruner.
Aye. Motion carried unanimously. House or Senate Bill 75 will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Don't even think about consent. With that, as our last bill for the day, for the year, just want to thank this committee for all their hard work this year. We had a lot of big issues come before us, a lot of big bills. We handled them well, I think, with all your help. We did our job, did good. I'm grateful to all of you for your attention and working through things. I don't know as we'll have a formal time to sit down as far as summer study issues. If anybody has anything, please forward them to myself or Representative Vanneman, and you know we'll put them forward. But with that, we'll just kind of close up here and take any statements anybody wants to make, and then food. Sure.
I was watching State House this morning, and the bill was a Black Hills Playhouse that won't come through here.
No, I think it went
through State Affairs.
State Affairs.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. Representative Vanneman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you as chair of the committee. You've done an excellent job keeping us in task here. And, again, it's been a pleasure to serve on this committee and promote our number one industry of agriculture. So thank you.
Thank you. If there's nothing else to come before this committee, I would end. Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Cronin.
I have to make a comment. I'd have to speak for my whole family and everyone in the John Deere industry when I say that there's nothing better than having International Harvesters and Case Tractors locked in a building. Thank you.
Representative Sorensen.
Well, Mr. Cronin's an awful good friend of mine, and my new son-in-law, as of this coming June 19th, he and his family owns about 9 John Deere dealerships in Minnesota. But Mr. Cronin admitted to me that one time that even though they sell John Deere's, they use their internationals to do their chores with. Thank you.
Representative Cobb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thought it was kind of a far stretch that Representative Hoffman made about the mountain lion pits, but then I got to thinking about that, and I thought if I was hunting on the Olson property, maybe that's not a park.
Representative Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to point out that a 10 feet deep mountain lion pit would not be deep enough. Mine would be much deeper. But I would like to ask Representative Hoffman a question. You can kill sheep with 1080?
M80s, if you have enough of them and they are underneath them when they step on them, then they have strychnine if they touch them on their skin. There are some things you can put out there that are probably not right to talk about on the internet.
But here you are, talking about them. Representative Vanneman.
I move adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Second by Representative Sly. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.